The University Art Gallery at New Mexico State University will present the exhibition Water, What is it Good For? At a timely moment in southern New Mexico's climate. Marking 3 months of post-drought and healthy rainfall in Las Cruces, the show will open on Thursday, January 21st, and will feature works by Florida-based artist Bethany Taylor and Texas-based artist Brenda Perry. Today, my guests are artist Bethany Taylor and Brenda Perry. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
So I was under the impression that both of you submitted your proposals together to the art gallery, but you all both just informed me that you were brought together. Can you tell us about that?
Well, I sent in a proposal for an exhibition that I did in New York at the Momenta Gallery, which is so funny because Marissa has association with that gallery in New York as well. And that's, I don't know, it's just a small world that way.
And by Marissa, we're referring to the executive director of the University
Art Gallery. Yes, the director and the curator of this exhibition. So she brought us together for a two-person exhibition, but we submitted completely different proposals. My proposal was mostly based on my thesis research that I did last 3 years.
So Bethany, how was it for you to hear, well, you know, I would love to have you, and how about I pair you up with this artist? What was that process like for you?
Actually, I was relieved because actually my proposal, I was kind of proposing only for part of the space, and they said you could do that because I'm doing like maybe a 72-foot installation, but the gallery is huge. And I know that Brenda has several works that are in it, but mine's just one major installation that I proposed called Unraveled River, which is kind of a ongoing piece. It's kind of a narrative that kind of meanders across the wall. And so I couldn't have filled the whole gallery with my work about water, but it was perfect to be paired up with her because, like, our work starts to have a conversation with one another, and I think that's what Marissa must have saw, the potential of that.
And what was that like for you, Brenda?
Oh, it's great, actually, because I had the same thought. The gallery space is huge. It's a little intimidating. I'm so glad that I'm sharing it with a fellow artist who's also concerned with the same environmental issues having to do with the Rio Grande. So that's, I think together it's more powerful.
And this is a question for both of you. Is environmentalism something that's a theme of all of your work, or was it specific to this show?
A lot of my work recently has dealt with the environment just because I think it's such an important issue. I mean, I grew up in California. There were water issues there. And now I'm in Florida. There's different water issues here. I mean, we're going to go underwater practically. And, you know, and there's not enough water in New Mexico. So I got kind of interested in just looking at worldwide problems with water maybe in the last 3 or 4 or 5 years. But I've always made work that has some sort of interest in either being kind of socially relevant or environmental. So I'm interested in social justice as well as the environment.
And how's that for you, Brenda?
Same here, actually. Environmental issues just recently came up for me, maybe in the past 5 to 7 years, actually since I moved back to El Paso, because I lived in Chicago and in New York. And then when I moved back, I just could not believe, although I'm from here, I just feel like the river is just lacking even more water than before I left. And during a time where, when I came back with the severe drought the last couple of years, that was just a very big concern for me. And I've always made work about social, I'm very concerned about social justice. And being here in the border region, especially, I found it a kind of a reflection of the contentious immigration policies as well. A reflection not just in environmental concerns, but also in the greater scope of the border region, the fact that it divides the two nations. I just found that comparison very intriguing. So it kind of goes with the scope of social and political justice and those kind of concerns.
So what came first, the activism or the art? Or how does the art then weave into the activism?
For me, it's been hand in hand. Always. I've always made work about social activism, just inadvertently. I just did. But now I'm starting to find my voice a little bit more and starting to see where the trajectory of where that work is going. I used to be an art teacher. I still am, but I'm taking a break. So I noticed that that ties into, I invite my students to be a part of it as well.
And how about for you, Bethany?
Same here. I mean, they're so intertwined for me. And part of it is just, I've made work even before that. I made work that was either kind of feminist or I made work that was about war. I've always been interested in art being an interdisciplinary venture that crosses into all different kinds of fields. Right now I'm actually teaching a science and art class. So I'm always interested in mixing art with other things rather than having art be for art's sake. Mm-hmm. And so for me, it's just like that seemed like the natural thing to use art for. And it's such a powerful way to get communities involved in the issues, I think, because it's visual, because it's poetic. It crosses into things that, like, you know, a document or a paper read at a conference can't do. And so I've always really liked that aspect of it.
And there's got to be maybe a part of it that you're also feeding your soul as you're getting your activism on, I guess. I don't know how to say that.
Yeah. And, oh, my God. That's so interesting you say that, Bethany. I can't wait to meet you. It's like we think very similarly.
Oh, I love that you all haven't met.
Yeah, we haven't met.
We're in the call of that, and we haven't even met. We're going to have a great time.
I know.
We're
going to
have a great show.
Yeah. It's really interesting because, for me, I feel like the art is, in many ways, a vehicle for social change. So through the poetics of art, through the fiction, the imagination of art, we can find real-world solutions. That's my thinking on that.
Now, back to the fact that you all haven't met. What's it like collaborating with an artist that you haven't met?
Frankly, we're not really collaborating, but that would be fun. Maybe we will in the future.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
But,
yeah, we should.
You know, one thing, I think, you know, there's some real similarities in the issues in our work, but there's also some differences in the work that I've seen. Like, I'm really attracted to your work, Brenda, in that it's really relational. And I love that, like, audiences can actually interact with your work in some of the pieces I saw. And I think mine is a little bit more narrative and maybe kind of open-ended and poetic, whereas yours has some kind of interaction with people. So I think they actually feed off each other really well. But, you know, at this point, we're not really collaborating.
You're complimenting.
No, complimenting, exactly.
That's a better way to say it, yeah.
So then let's talk about the mediums. Mm-hmm. Brenda, you said you were transdisciplinary.
Yes.
Will you explain to us the kind of work? Because you're right, it's several mediums mm-hmm. happening at the same time.
Yes, which is very contrasting, actually, to Bethany's work, which is very figurative. Would that be appropriate to say, Bethany?
Or kind of open-ended narrative, maybe.
Narrative.
Yeah, it has a narrative quality.
Mine tends to be definitely further from that, everything from found objects. I bring in a lot of actual materials such as sand, clay, from the Rio Grande, actual water. And then, in a way, the original intention is to put it back in the river where it originated from. But I do also play with video and photo and installation work. A lot of it has evolved into more participatory art, what I like to call social sculpture. Because a lot of people say, well, how is this art? Mm-hmm. Well, it's not in your traditional sense. For example, I have one of the pieces I have is a sculptural cloud that releases water droplets every time that anybody in the world can send a tweet to hashtag release the rain, and we'll release a few droplets down to the garden growing below. So in a way, it's kind of giving the authority or accountability, rather, to the participant, whether they're in the gallery or not, for the fate of that little garden. So in a way, it's a reflection of how together, especially in this age of social media, we can do something to change policies, to change the way that things are, such as the lack of water in the river.
And Bethany, your medium is drawing, is that correct?
Well, it's not traditional drawing. The installation that I'm going to have is called Unraveled River. It actually does relate on some level to social media, because I'm really interested in the way that 19th century, 18th century, 19th century, and even earlier, tapestries used to give us pictures of these ideal landscapes. And tapestries used to serve as almost like social media does. It tells us what the politics and the current climate is like. And so I want to use that old way of thinking about tapestries, but bring it into the contemporary times with new imagery. And so basically what I'm showing is these tapestries that are of New Mexican landscapes, but they're becoming unraveled. So they're literally kind of like falling apart. And those strings that are becoming unraveled turn into images on the walls made out of string of like different animals that are becoming extinct or endangered, human skeletons that are watering their lawn. I mean, so there's going to be this kind of like dystopian narrative of things that are disappearing and changing. And literally the string, the material of the string, you could like pull on the drawing and it would just disappear. And I love that kind of ephemeral quality, that poetics of something that is changing and is constantly changing and never idealized and never static.
Well, and with that, we invite everybody to see this. I'm going to call it a collaboration between these two artists that have never met, being brought together really by water and your activism and your work, which I think is so unique. Will you tell us about the opening and how we can attend?
It's at the University Art Gallery at NMSU. The opening reception is happening on January 21st from 5 to 7 p.m., and there's also going to be a panel discussion on the 23rd. That's a Saturday at 12 p.m. And that is going to be between the artist, the curator, and we're also inviting a representative from the IBWC, the International Boundary and Water Commission, as well as a couple of environmental scientists, I guess, the professors from NMSU, to partake in this discussion to together come up with imaginative solutions that can possibly remediate the drought, the lack of water in the river.
Excellent. Well, I thank you today for hanging out with me in the studio. And Bethany, all the way from Florida, thank you so much.
Thank you for inviting me.
Their show, Water, What Is It Good For?, opens on January 21st at the University Art Gallery at New Mexico State University. Today, my guests have been Brenda Perry and Bethany Taylor. Thank you so much for being with me today on State of the Arts.
Thank you.
Thank you.